The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
Now that all the holiday cooking is over and done with, you probably feel like going out and leaving the dinner and dishes to someone else. Go for it. But use your spidey senses to determine whether you're heading for diner disappointment. I cringe when I see those TV trailers for Gordon Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares. Fortunately, gross health and safety violators will be shut down. But there are other clues which you can pick up on that can help you determine if you're about to have a less than stellar meal. For instance, the menu is a mile long. No chef worth their salt can cook you Italian, Indian, and Chinese food equally well. Plus, if you choose a meal that doesn't have a lot of turnover, it might have been sitting out back since the last time someone ordered it. Check out the parking lot. If it's trashy, you may want to keep driving. If the staff look disinterested or going through the motions, management isn't doing their job. If you're on vacation, best to avoid eateries where all the customers are tourists. Your nose knows. If the joint stinks literally of stale grease, burnt food, and other nostril-burning odors, walk out. Same goes for the bathroom, unflushed toilets, empty soap dispensers, and wet floors. One 25-year restaurant consultant said, "The restrooms serve as an immediate indication of the lack of attention to detail that can undermine food quality." While you're checking out the bathrooms, have a peek at the kitchen. If it looks chaotic, it's time to go. Look up, look down, and glance at the ceiling and walls and the floor. Chipped paint, dead plants, and unswept floors don't bode well for the upcoming meal. Finally, the number one thing to look for when choosing a restaurant is if there are any customers. If nobody else is eating there, chances are good neither should you. Treat yourself to a great dining experience. After all, you deserve it. Bon appétit. I'm Cal Cote. Today we're counting down tracks from the albums that topped our charts in 2023. Look for our list on social media. In January, we came across Andalou Ejderi, the latest release from Turkish innovator Gaysu Akyol. Here's another fresh spin from the album. Sen Benim Magferemsin from World Beat Canada Radio.
Sığınığım yorganımsın. Gece camdan dolana içime çektiğim havasın. Hiçbir şeyin olmadığı yerde her şeyin gizli varlığısın. Yaklaşan fırtına.
I'm
peşindeyim.
February, we were introduced to the punchy sound of twab from Acid Arab from the Arab Barrio in Paris. And we heard a fresh spin called Halim Galil featuring Cheb Halim. January, coincidentally enough, started a new trend in global music, and that was a focus on Anatolian psych rock and funk. And that was Gesu Akyol from Andalou Elderi. One of the greatest voices in Africa, Baba Maal, returned in March with a new album called Bean. This is Freak Out from World Beat Canada Radio. You hear what Kunde Gude, so with them young and let the crew to Manda do not Sanda Kokalata. You hear what Kunde Gude, so with them young and let the crew to Manda do not Sanda Kokalata. You hear what Kunde Gude, so with them young and let the crew to Manda
duna duna sa unda kokata yo hewat konde jura dem gal na dep tu puri to manda duna duna sa undi kokalata kan hewat konde jura sabu dem gal na dep tu puri to manda duna duna sa undi kokalata yo hewat konde jura sabu dem gal na dep tu puri to manda duna duna
counting down the top albums of 2023 as culled from our top 30 charts, which we publish every month. And you can find those at our website, worldbeatinternational.com. You can subscribe there and get it straight to your inbox. In April, we got our first listen to what I consider probably the best album of the entire year 2023. That's headed your way next. This is World Beat Canada Radio. My name's Cal Coat. Thanks for being here.
Oh, cool.
bass player for Snarky Puppy, brought us a new album from his Bocante project. It's called History, and what we heard was Bliss. And before that, a fine example of Zamrock from Zambia, and such a great backstory, too. These guys hadn't done anything since 1974, and they went back into the studio to record the same one where they recorded their last album all those years ago, and all the recording equipment and the amps and the pedals, boards, and everything else were all still there. And so that gave us that delightful retro sound to the whole Zamrock experience, which, and the album is called Zango, definitely one of my favorites of the year. In June, I took a stroll up Commercial Drive and poked my head into the historic High Life World Music for an in-store performance by one of our favorite artists, Alpha Yaya Diallo. He has a new album called Day Day. And the title track is interesting because he uses the talents of Ndidi Cascade to lend an urban feel to the West African groove. Here you go. It's Alpha Yaya Diallo from June on World Beat Canada Radio.
Oh,
more of the best global grooves from the second half of the year.